Well, hello everyone. This is Martin Petella for Life Enthusiast Podcast, and with me today, Joshua Flint, the man behind the humic and fulvic and living crystals that you find at Life Enthusiast. Welcome aboard, Joshua.
Oh, thank you, Martin. Thank you, Martin. It's a pleasure. And yeah, I'm carrying a bunch of things that I'd really like to get to the people, because right now where everybody's standing in the world, there's a big confusion over where do we go from here. It doesn't look like the medical's really got it together. Well, they don't. Out of George Merkel's works, okay. There's certain things that I what I call pearls that I picked out because George got to see things that nobody else got to see. Because George's the development of his microscope, he was looking at living matter in an electron microscopic level. So what other people were theorizing about, he was looking at.
Is that microscope around, or has it been lost with him?
And many people have asked about getting to it, and unless you understand certain things that George understood, it's hard to even would be hard to even use the microscope, because he was actually looking from other dimensions at certain points.
You know what? Let's try and actually tell the world more about George. I think so many people just don't really know what this was all about. I
Okay, well,
appreciate this so much, the fact that you actually met the guy. Let's just summarize the story of him a bit, yeah?
well, George Merkel did the first successful cold fusion experiment in 1967 for the Department of Energy and 30 executives. He did that as a result of figuring out the free energy molecule in all living things, ATP, adenosine triphosphate. And George was actually at the time growing diamonds, and to add some luster to the diamond, he added some carbon in between a couple hydrogen molecules and created a resonator, which is where the first successful cold fusion experiment came from. But from there, George went on. His greatest discovery and his contribution to humanity was synthesizing the ATP. And so in clear Pyrex tubes in the desert, George would put a patented, well, it wasn't patented, but it was a formula of fruit juices, tea, honey, coffee, things that carried more of what you would call the ATP molecule.
Right. Well, I remember back when, I think it was 1980s. I think it was maybe 85, 6, something like that. I don't remember now exactly, but a couple of products came out. One of them was called Chondriana, and the other one was Sumerian Elixir. And I remember running around with bottles of Sumerian Elixir and taking it and thinking, "Holy smokes, I'm feeling so much connected with my higher self. I'm so much energy." It was just quite spectacular, really.
Well, the discovery of the Chondriana, okay, George put some of his blood into vitro and added life crystals to it. And then he watched the mitochondria in his blood evolve into what he called the Chondriana, which he started actually growing at a certain point. And then we were actually bringing what he was calling Chondriana to people who had AIDS and cancer and helping them. But eventually it evolved into the point where George was working with 40 hospitals and clinics around the world, and they discovered that Chondriana that he was growing, which came from his DNA, that not everybody could use. So they were taking people's b blood out and putting it in vitro, adding the life crystals to it, and creating their own Chondriana, and then putting it back into their bodies. But the understanding of that goes deeper, because the understanding that the biggest pearl in here for everyone right now, knowing where to go with immunity, okay, is that George saw that the immune system is stem cell production from the bone marrow. Some of those stem cells turn into B cells, which emit antibodies to counter any antigen. So George said, if you don't have that line of fire going on, stem cells, B cells, and antibodies, then you have allergies and you don't have an immune system. So people who have allergies, their immune system is not working, period, or you're making the antibodies to counter them. So all this horse pucky that the medical thing has come out with about antibodies, or you have to have these antibodies in your body or your body won't protect you from, that's not true at all. Not what George saw. And further on, besides the chondriana that he created in his blood from the mitochondria, he went on and he also took the lymphocytes and he turned those into chondrianas. Well, through the pandemic, I actually have a video that I posted on that, but there was a guy that came forward and said, hey, it's not the it, what's killing people from the vaccines is the lymphocyte. The killer lymphocytes are so ferocious in some people, stronger immune system, that they were coming out and attacking the mRNA or whatever it is they're, defending the body from, and they were creating an autoimmune disease right there by the fight inside the body. And this was an Oriental guy. He said, really, but then I take that a little over into what George was doing and what I actually saw from his works, is he also talked about the killer lymphocytes, but he called them the chondriana, and he said that once they've done their job, that then they would disappear back into the lymph until the next time they were needed. So in there came my understanding that oh, if you eat right and you know what that is, then you create your own your own killer lymphocytes, or your body will defend itself, okay? And so the further understanding of that is what only, like this goes, George didn't actually have this then, and he didn't have the fulvic available to him either. He knew about it. He talked about fulvic acid, but it wasn't available in kind of like what we've got available.
I mean, the story of George is kind of interesting in the sense that he didn't exactly make friends with the government or with the agencies, right?
Well, he tried to, but every one of them was just as a pilot, what we used to call a sucker hole. Where you look, you go, oh, some blue sky, and you go through, and you just ran into something deeper. And that's kind of what they were doing to George. They were promising him if he put up all this money that they would give it, but they were never going to give him the approvals. They were on a whole different page. He was the biggest threat to their vaccination program.
So do you think that this life crystal then, as we have it now, is something that will help the body to repair itself? Is that the idea?
Just to give you one of George's quotes in there, George said, with the life crystals, for the first time in history, we have the opportunity to discover the true potential of our DNA, of which we don't even know what that is yet. So it was activating the DNA to other.
So here goes the story, right? So you met George in Oliver, BC, right?
Yeah, he had a plant in Oliver, and it had there was enough. It's actually in Canada. It's a part of the tip of the Sonoran Desert, where the only desert, it was the only desert in Canada, really.
Right.
And so there was enough sunlight for him to grow the life crystals here. So he was growing them here as well as in El Paso.
Okay.
And the life crystals, like George did, he lectured. He did like over 20 lectures in Vancouver. And if someone wants more information, I mean, some of the videos have been taken down now, but you could punch in lectures, Dr. George Merkel, Life Crystal Chondriana, and you get a whole series of videos that where he's teaching all of this. But even in his teaching, he was still learning. As we all are, you know how you come to other levels of understanding.
So this was what, late 90s, 1990s? Is that when it was?
Well, it was early 90s,
Yeah,
because
okay.
okay was when I started working with George, and then that continued all the way up to actually 2003. You know, and George, along with a whole bunch of microbiologists in the whole world, between 2000 and 2003, an unusual number of microbiologists died mysteriously, and George was one of them. That understanding, in and of itself, that our body will, you know, produce whatever we need that for antibodies, for, you know, to counter any antigen. So we are invincible when we eat right. And through this, I've learned what that eating right is from other sources. And George, you know, because he also drank alcohol, George, you know, ate meat, and so there's certain understandings you get after you move, you start to understand what that's doing to you. Okay, like what's come out in the last 10 years, okay, that supports re really all of this is the drug and chemical companies paid the medical researchers to go in and break down our endocannabinoid system, of which nobody knew that we even had, including George. He was looking at things from a whole other level. And through his lectures, because I listened to many of his lectures. And so in his lectures, you get way more than when he's just, you know, talking, because people are asking questions. So as they would ask questions of, well, what about healing this? What about this? What about this? What about this? And George would always say, well, yes, we've had results with this, but this was with the injectable. But then he'd turn around and he would say, but you can get the same from the drink. It just takes longer. Okay. And so the Life Crystal drink was his greatest contribution to humanity.
All right.
Really.
So
And he,
did you learn how to make those?
yes, I do know how to make it. And I've been working with George's widow to raise the funds to set up a new facility to start remaking it, because it takes almost 2 years. The Pyrex tubes that George has, you fill with a formula in the springtime, and then you leave it percolate. But you see, it goes into a distillation process, solar distillation. But in the presence of sunlight, the ultraviolet rays stop it from turning to alcohol. So it has a slight alcohol taste, but that is actually how it pulls that free energy molecule out. So in the end, what you end up with is ATP and GTP in a base of the five carbon sugars. It's no longer fruit juices, tea, honey, coffee, any of those things. It's ATP and GTP in a base of five carbon sugars, which George said was almost identical to our genetic milieu. So to create from there, for your body to create from there, it has all of the everything it needs to create. But again, we didn't really know how the body were included, that George didn't know this part of the endocannabinoid system.
Right.
that nobody, I mean, I knew about it 30 years ago, but I was like, in my kind of, one of the few people who actually had that information. But I knew that over 30 years ago, they'd already tested mama's milk, and it was full of
Right.
what they call anandamide in the body, but it's
Yeah,
actually,
the bliss molecule, right?
actually, that's it's way more than a bliss molecule. The bliss molecule is actually the endorphins,
Right.
and that's an endomorphine. So that's morphine that's made in your body. That's actually the bliss molecule, and the and a huge understanding in there that for everyone, because everyone who's on government meds is addicted to opium.
Right. Yeah.
They're all opiates. It's all laced with opiates. Okay, and so, but again, if you eat right, you don't have to take that stuff from the other. When you take it from the other, all of that's got side effects. And so the secret is that once you understand all of this, you can do it all inside your body. You don't need to have the Kondriana. You create your own.
All right. Well, I'd like to take you back to the conversation about the life crystals.
Okay.
So the life crystals that we are getting from you now, that's still made by George?
Well, it was all made by George. I just ended up with a whole bunch that I was able
Okay.
to do something with, because nobody else knew what to do with it, really. And no one else had the access to the fulvic acid. The fulvic acid was the door opener for the life crystals for me.
Right.
And the first product, the divine vine that
Yes.
was created, that's where I came up with that saying that you don't know where you've been until you come back.
Right.
Because it brought back, after having been nuked really several times, but the preceding that, the biggest one was outside of Santa Fe, New Mexico, when they burnt Los Alamos Labs down, or a big portion of it, and our house filled up with smoke, and I was already an alternative cancer consultant and couldn't save my own life because I didn't know what had happened. And when I finally found out what had happened, because of the smoke killed my GI tract. I stopped digesting, and my brain got starved. So, having been an alternative cancer consultant, detox was number one. But even with all the detox that I did, it didn't bring back my cognition until I got to the life, back to the life crystals. When I created the first product with the life crystals, like I say, it brought back my cognition so we could have this conversation.
Yes.
I couldn't
Okay.
get the
So,
notes.
there are these three different products we have. You make ATP and pineal and the vine. So, talk to me about they all are based on the same life crystal, right?
Right, the life crystals, should, until 2018, this was all in one bottle. But because the life crystals is light and heat sensitive, in 2018 we started getting hit with supernovas, and it peaked in like December. It was off the charts, and we had bottles that were blowing up going to people. So we had to separate out the fulvic, because the fulvic actually speeds the fermentation process. So there are two bottles that you get, and the second bottle is the activator, and the larger bottle is Dr. George Merkel's life crystals.
Right on.
Okay, but again, because there was an assimilation problem, and in the beginning, George was telling us, well, now put it in your mouth and hold it in your mouth for a couple of minutes, because the main thing is absorption. And so, because the molecule was too large for proper absorption, you were only getting maybe 10 or 20% of the healing potential of the life crystals. When you add in the fulvic, then then it took it up to, I would say, 75% of the healing potential.
Yeah, I mean, I find taking that stuff is about as blissful an experience as I've ever had. Like it feels almost orgasmic. Just and I do hold it in my mouth for as long as I can
Yeah,
manage, right?
it's interesting. In the very beginning, I would put three or four dropperfuls in my mouth, and I would hold it with my tongue up against the roof of my mouth. And after a couple of minutes, literally, I'd feel my crown chakra open up, you know, and I would go, "Oh, I guess I can swallow
Yeah.
now." But
Indeed.
really, my whole experience with it was experiential, because I am a sensitive and a healer. I could feel what it was doing, and then I was coming from being very compromised, so I was probably feeling more than most people would feel because of the brain damage
You're right.
that I'd suffered.
Okay, well, I'd like to have you explain a bit about the differences between the three, right? The ATP and pineal and the vine. How
Well,
would a person decide what to take, when to take, why to take?
the divine vine has proprietary energetic frequencies. I don't like to call them homeopathy, because that puts me into a classification of
Okay, so let's call it vibrational something, right?
I put frequencies in, so that starting with the divine vine, that the frequencies were waking up the brain and bringing the nutrients into the brain, really, so it can function properly.
Yeah.
And one of the things I did include in there that was the most important, was homeopathic iodine. Now, the difference between homeopathy and taking, the actual substance itself, is when you turn it into homeopathy, it does a different thing. Like with the iodine, it will remove the other halogens out of your thyroid and out of your pineal gland. And so the divine vine is formulated to do that. And I've actually, a few years ago, I got an email from a lady who said, "Oh, I got a bottle of your divine vine, and I tried it, and then I went to my doctor, and he reduced my thyroid medication from 4.5 grains down to 2.5 grains, and so it was working, taking the because most people don't, again, even the doc, it's only been recently that I've even and I've got that now in a document of which I sent you the body operating manual. But Dr. Jerry Tennant in there, he gave me a lot of other key pieces to understand what was happening and how to maximize your potential, really. If
Okay.
you understand these things, then you don't know how to. So the divine vine is formulated to take the fluoride and chlorine and bromine, because all of those are halloids, and if they capture the iodine receptor site in the thyroid, then the thyroid puts out what's called a reverse T3, which fools the doctor's tests. It says, "Oh, there's nothing wrong with your thyroid," but doesn't fool the body. The body says, "Nope, we're not going to accept that."
Right. So you would say that people who have energy issues and thyroid issues would do well with that, yeah?
Number one,
Yeah,
number
okay.
one, the thyroid thing is huge, because that's the master governor of your hormone system. So if you throw that off, all of your hormones, that's where, people come up with hypothyroidism,
Yes.
and it's just because the the iodine receptor site has been captured. So that's a key factor is your thyroid.
Right on.
Then the other factor that we're dealing with that is a societal overall societal problem is the pineal gland,
Yeah.
which is is actually full of calcite crystals.
Okay.
And so your pineal gland is a receiver and a transmitter, but a little bit of fluoride and it calcifies it.
I see.
And then it stops working properly. And then when I created the pineal formula, okay, I started having people get a hold of me and say, "Hey, if I don't do your pineal, I can't sleep at night." So it was clearly, and the purpose of it was to get the pineal gland to work properly, to function properly.
So I guess
Okay.
that this relates right back to the melatonin and the endocrine system as that works, right?
Interesting, melatonin is in its signature is almost identical to DMT, which is, we know is the most powerful hallucinogen on the planet.
Right.
Our body creates that, just like we create morphine.
Okay.
But we don't create the side effects that come with it when we create it.
All right. So using the pineal version of the life crystals is likely to improve the function of the third eye.
Well, it does that definitely, but it also, from my experience, does soul rescue. Now that's a hot issue for a lot of people because as soon as you mention the soul, everybody goes, "Oh, what are you talking about? You're talking about the soul or the spirit?" Well, both of them because that's when the fall happened. We got separated from the spirit, but
Right.
the soul is what is being targeted here to break the soul down so that the soul is unworthy. And the when your pineal gland is working properly and you can connect because again, if we move over into the endocannabinoid system, you come up with an understanding that if you eat right, that then you naturally create whatever you need to for your body to function properly, and especially your pineal gland, your third eye. That's your awareness of the things that you don't see. And
Yeah.
if that's cut off, then you're just basically a robotoid. You have nowhere to go. Where are you going to go to get your information? I'm going to tune in. Well, how are you going to tune in if you can't go to your soul? Because the other thing that's going on is the soul is where the consciousness is, conscience. So if you don't have a connect to your soul, you don't have a conscience. And how many people are talking about, well, we got all these psychopaths. How come we got so many psychopaths walking around in the world? Because they deliberately calcified the pineal gland to cut off the soul.
Okay, so if we can get everybody taking that, we'll be healing the humanity with that, right?
Well, just let me explain a little bit further because I've had some other experiences in there that opened windows for me. Okay. One of them was a lady called up. This was probably almost 10 years ago. And she was questioning me and quizzing me about all of the products. And she said, "Sorry to ask you so many questions." She said that I just don't want to have any more reactions. And I said, "Oh, heavens, start with the divine vine. Nobody ever has a reaction to that." And she says, "That's what I started with." And I said, "Well, my God, what kind of a reaction did you have?" She said, "I couldn't stop crying for 2 days." At the time, I didn't understand that because I hadn't learned some of the things that I've learned along my journey. But what was actually happening was it brought her soul back in.
Yeah.
And because I'm also a shaman, and I've done more journeys of what they call ayahuasca, the vine of the soul. I did sessions for people for years, bringing them through that. And what I got to see was, number one, there are no bad souls. I got to say that really strong, because there are, I saw that there are no bad souls. There's lost souls. So if you can get convinced of something, which is what they're doing right now with all the whole scandemic and pandemic and all of that, and the cutting off of the soul. So if you can, if you have no connection to your soul, then it's a lot easier to mind control you to believe whatever they want to tell you, because where you're going to go for your reference. So the products that is, and that's only one experience. Okay, like now I can tell the lady what was happening. Her soul was coming back in, because I've seen it over and over and over and over again, but I didn't know that in the moment when she was having that experience. And but since that, I've also had at one point Gwen, who was started the business with me and is no longer here, we were in the Oliver post office, and we were mailing, waiting in a lineup to mail something, and this native guy came walking across the floor and said to Gwen, she was standing in front of me, and he said, "I don't know if you remember me, but I got some of your divine vine a couple years ago." He said, "I was pretending to be an alcoholic. I'm no longer pretending to be an alcoholic. Thank you." That
Oh,
was
that's sweet.
a experience with
Okay,
that.
so healing the soul, you say, connecting back to the source, yeah.
Well, coming back, there's a whole other teaching in here that goes that goes beyond George and everyone, and that's only come out in this lifetime from the Nag Hammadi scrolls. They have the Dead Sea
Yeah.
Scrolls. Well, the Nag Hammadi scrolls were a whole other teaching, because in that teaching, Jesus didn't die on the cross. And his and what they said, to see, the Gnostics teachings came out of that, which is the gnosis, the knowing.
Yeah.
And from that they said that no, Jesus didn't die on the cross. At the moment of death, he shot up through all 13 dimensions and opened the portal for us to return home now. But when he came back into his body, okay, that was the shroud that they wrapped him up in. And they've since, the further research that they've come up with, because of fifth dimensional photography, they've even found that in the shroud that there was a symbol right over top the heart. And when they went deeper on the symbol, it was the lamb. So the moral of the understanding of all of that is that the shroud showed whoever was wrapped in the shroud was still bleeding. Dead men don't bleed. So the whole scam, and I'm sorry, this is going to push lots of Christians' buttons, but the whole scam that Jesus died for your sins is, to me, is an absolute lie. Like, why did Jesus say, these are Jesus's words, you know not your gods? Now, where does that fit with the sinner? Jesus isn't saying people are sinners. He's saying you'll do greater deeds than I. So you, the biggest thing that they've indoctrinated all the Christians with is that Jesus died for your sins, and Jesus didn't die. He hung out for 12 years and taught the apostles. And out of that came a book called the Pista Sophia, written by Dr. Jim Hurtak. And he was one of the few people that was allowed in to study both the Dead Sea Scrolls and the Nag Hammadi Scrolls, because he spoke 26 dead languages. And his interpretation of the Pista Sophia, when you read that, it tells the whole story of the fall, how we got here and how we get back out of here, because It's really called the Book of Mary Magdalene because Mary Magdalene asked and answered over 80% of the questions. But the pearl in here is she asked Jesus, she says, how come these great masters come from other universes and they come down here and they screw up so bad? And Jesus said, well, number one thing is when you come into this body, you come into the fallen archon body with the death program. And number two, at the moment you come into the body, they install an artificial entity called your ego. And it comes in at the exact same moment as the soul. So the soul has no way of knowing that the ego isn't the soul. So when you have some of the experiences that I've had, and I've obviously other people writing about it now too, about choosing your lifetime. Well, when you realize when you're up in spirit and you're looking at it all, okay, you're looking at what you did. The term dark night of the soul comes in because of this, because you think that you actually did those things and you can't look at them. But you don't understand that the ego got control of the body vehicle. Now, our worst enemy with all of this and with all the souls is alcohol. And it's the accepted sacrament of society. One drink of alcohol, okay, cuts the soul off. Alcohol is a dosocative, so it disassociates the soul from the ego. So when you drink alcohol, the ego gets complete control of the body vehicle. That's why they say alcohol lowers the morals, because the ego is an entity and has no soul. So the alcohol, people can by allowing the alcohol spirit to get control of the body vehicle, which it's a spirit. And this goes into a whole other realm for people, but because I've had both with the divine vine, I had the native guy that came up and said, he was pretending to be an alcoholic, but then I had my lawyer friend in Vancouver call me up and he said, Joshua, I'm gonna do a private label for your pineal. And I said, well, what's going on? He said, I want to do a product to take people off of alcohol because it took me off of my alcohol addiction of having to have a glass of wine with the evening meal. And he said, you know what? I wasn't even trying. I just got an aversion to it. Well, my teaching in here and my understanding and observation even is that when you drink alcohol, okay, the ego gets control of the body vehicle, and the alcoholism is it runs in family lines because it's a disincarnate spirit that never went on into the light.
All right.
And so if you open up and start drinking and you're in that family lineage, then that spirit can jump into your body. And when that happens, then that's why alcoholism runs in family lines. So with the ayahuasca, it exercises that spirit, sends it on into the light. So when people come and drink the ayahuasca, then it's the end of alcoholism, because alcoholism is exactly what I described.
Right.
Now, how are you going to solve that if you don't know those things? And so the life crystals in here because with the homeopaths, it decalcifies the pineal gland, which is the seat of the soul.
All
And
right,
so
so talk to me.
that's what we're dealing with in mass, is people being cut off from their souls.
All right. So talk to me about the ATP. How does that work?
Well, the ATP I formulated for extreme energy. Like if you're doing competitive sports, or if you have chronic fatigue is listed as a dysfunctional ATP cycle.
All right.
Put that together because I had people, and I've had people that called me up and said, Joshua, until I got your ATP. I was laying on the couch. I couldn't get up and do anything. Now he gave me a life. I was able to get up and start putting his life back together,
Awesome.
So.
So it's the fixing of the mitochondria that are just having a hard time functioning, yeah.
Because we don't understand, we didn't understand really the how our body works, and there's a number of people who've contributed to that, but especially as far as the immunity, the biggest pearl that George gave everyone was the understanding that your immune system is stem cell production from the bone marrow, okay? And if you don't have that, you don't have an immune system.
Right.
And so all the lots of the chemicals that they give people actually stops that, like George said, AZT that they give the AIDS patients, it stops the production of and so it virtually creates the condition. It stops stem cell production from the bone marrow, so it creates an autoimmune disease. The doctor that actually discovered that said it wasn't, he never did discover a virus. He's no longer alive anymore. But they took that and ran with that, so that if you they came up with a test, the HIV positive, that oh, you're HIV positive. If you don't take this AZT, you're a dead man. And they would give them the autoimmune disease right in the AZT, because no one understood immunity. And still, that's where everybody's standing kind of now. And I'm listening to people out there going, well, you're doctors, going, well, the antibody thing has never really been proven. But they're still questioning. No one knows. This is knowingness. Really, when you know what I'm telling you, because it is how we function, and the products, the ATP, Divine Vine, and Pineal, okay, each one of them, the work that is done by the Life Crystals, okay, I've just taken and enhanced the Life Crystals to do certain types of work, but the Life Crystals was George's greatest contribution to humanity, and he says it. Like he says, for the first time in history, we have the ability to discover the true potential of our DNA. So obviously, it restores the DNA. I listened to lectures of his where people said, well, what about Down syndrome? He says, yes, we've had good results with Down syndrome as well, because it restores the DNA. So whatever you think that you've got that you were born with, you can correct that. Because most of the twisted DNA that came as in the result of a toxic mummy, having done poisons that she thought were good things and poisoned her baby to come out like a, whatever, deformed. But the Down syndrome is a good example of that. And when you can start to bring people's DNA back, then all of that starts to clear. And so there's a huge understanding and empowerment with the teaching that George gave us, and we don't need to have the Kondriana. Now, I get calls all the time, well, what about the Kondriana? Everybody's in the fear thing over the disease, but when you understand how you work, there's no more fear.
All right.
You take control of your body vehicle, and really, the understandings that I got from George Merkel in here help a lot with that understanding, but it's not in and of itself. George needed some of the other understandings that number one, you don't digest in your stomach.
Right. Well, yeah, that would be a whole other lecture. Okay. Joshua, thank you so much. I'm really glad to be hearing the stories about George and what you've learned and how you've played and the results that you got from the life crystals. I'm so happy that you could take the time to do this. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's very, like you say, it's very important. There's a whole lot more, but it can just add confusion in here to people. I've tried to just bring the pearls to where people can use them, to put it into to empower people, because that's where we're all standing, is we can't take our power if we don't know how that works. And even, George gave us some key understandings in there, but George didn't have all of those understandings himself. The Kondriana, he finally came and told me, he said, he realized that the Kondriana were actually fifth dimensional. So when you raise your frequencies, boom, they drop back in. And then when they finished their job, they would disappear. But we have that naturally in us. It's not, and it's something that we can create at any time, which George was actually doing with the clinics around the world where they were taking people's blood out. But you can take that a step further with the understandings that I've learned about activating your endocannabinoid system, and it activates all of that. You're virtually invincible once you come up to the understanding of the endocannabinoid system and how the life crystals actually assists in the activation of that.
All right, good. All right, many thanks. We'll connect again. This is Martin at life-enthusiast.com. You can reach us online and by phone at 866-543-3388. This is Joshua Flint. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.